this Wednesday, October the 6th, 2021, 13 and a half minutes past the hour. Now, we told you about the story involving the Democratic Party and a press release that was sent out. We've read it once. We're not going to beat it to death. And we are going to have the Marion County Democratic Chair, Brandi Downs, on at 20 past the hour here to discuss this very shortly. We'll probably try to condense it to 10 minutes and just get the questions answered that we talked about in hour number one. And again, we have invited and told the Republican candidate who is being referred to in this press release, I guess, that this is going to happen, and he is free to listen. And there it is. And that's all we're going to talk about it, because frankly, we don't have any answers when it comes to this. And it's a touchy subject.
Yeah, it is touchy subject.
So we are just going to leave it at that, and whatever happens, happens.
Well, when are we going to get our first snow?
Well, you know, the Farmer's Almanac said early.
Really?
Yeah.
Doesn't feel like that, though.
November and December, we're supposed to see snow this year.
Huh.
Yeah, it's going to be a white Christmas again.
Well, that'd be nice. Yeah, I like white Christmas.
It was last year. Yep. Christmas Eve, I remember going around and the snow was flying.
It wasn't real deep. It was maybe a half an inch, but yeah, I like it.
Didn't it get, what, was it a couple years it got deep?
I don't remember you it never, ever being deep, but.
You never did tell us what's coming up today at noon.
Oh, we're going to, well.
Today at noon, it'll be Progressive Life with Glenn Coble, 12 to 1. 4 to 5 today, Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman. And then 6 to 7 tonight, the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon. There we go.
Okay, you've said it all now, right?
I wanted to make sure I did not leave anything out.
All right. Well, what we're going to talk about, with Dr. Feynman and I, there's been some testimony from Stephanie Grisham. About the and why she resigned from being, I think her title was communications for Melania Trump. Going to talk about that. Might talk about the statement put out by her. The statement that was not put out by her to calm down the rioters on the 6th. We're going to talk about, let's see, what else?
The debt ceiling.
The debt ceiling.
I'm sure Sam and I will talk about that tomorrow.
Yeah, and what it means to America, and why in the world would McConnell think it's a good idea? But anyway.
But this has happened before.
It has, but usually, and I keep thinking to myself, am I making too much of it in my head because I'm watching too much news? Or is it a little different than the many times it's happened before? Usually in the times that it's happened before, there were Democrats and Republicans that wanted it to happen, and also that didn't want it to happen, and it came down to, you know, the week before. Right now they're talking about it's going to go right to the edge, and yeah, I was interested to find out that the debt ceiling is something that is not exact. There is no exact date that we will hit that where we default. Because some days the government brings in $50 billion. Other days they bring in $300 billion from taxes and stuff. And so the 18th of this month is supposedly when we're going to hit the debt ceiling. But it could be the 25th or it could be the 12th. So it's kind of interesting.
Do also want to let people know after this this interview, and again, if at any time the person referred to, and the reason we're not using the name is I don't think that's fair till we have all the facts here. And number two, they can respond at any time.
Sure.
And I understand if they don't want to respond because it is a touchy subject.
Yeah.
But I want them to know everything we're doing because we try to be on the level here in informing the people of Marion. And this was sent to us by the Democratic Party. We didn't come up with this off the top of our head, so we're getting out ahead of it and hopefully getting the questions answered that people want to know.
Sounds like it's raining. Is it raining?
No, I think that's the
air conditioner
that kicked on. Oh, I do want to talk, though, about, after we get done with this interview, I do want to talk about this whole Facebook thing that was on 60 Minutes the other night.
Yeah.
That is fascinating.
Did you watch the interview of the lady by the
Yes, the whistleblower.
Yeah. The one that was before Congress. They spent, 6 hours grilling her. She was very intelligent.
What are they doing over there at Facebook?
Making money.
Yeah, but is that really the goal?
Yes.
But is that illegal? See, I'm not sure. I mean, it's not a good story that they're really just out to make money, but do they have to be socially responsible? You know, no cable network is socially responsible. Why in the world would they have to be socially responsible?
Oh, Scott. The whole world is revolving around money. Everything is done for money.
I agree 100%, but what I'm saying is, why is the government coming down on Facebook when they don't come down on Fox News or MSNBC or people like that?
That's a very good question, and they should. But they have stronger regulations about radio and television than they have. They have hardly any regulations.
So why aren't they in constant violation of them? Fox News and MSNBC?
That is a very good question, and I hear my wife screaming that at our televisions every time I turn Fox on.
we're going to turn the local news here on WWGH Radio because a press release was sent to us this morning by the Democratic Party here in Marion. And right now we're joined on the telephone by the Marion County Democratic Chair, Brandi Downs. Brandi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Scott?
Doing well. Good to speak with you.
Hi, Brandi.
Hi.
It's Glenn.
Oh, hi, Glenn.
Yeah, Glenn's here along for the ride with me. Brandi, just want to ask a few questions here about this. How did this press release come about?
Well, we got an anonymous tip from a citizen here in town, and party leadership got together and decided to release a statement.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's a question, because is it the entire Democratic Party that has released this? Is everybody on board with it?
Yes.
Okay. So what exactly is the press release saying? Is it just giving the public information, or is it saying something else, requesting something?
No, it is meant to inform the voters. I think that every voter is entitled to know exactly who they're voting for. And, you know, a lot of times things get left out that we don't want people to know.
A question I think that a lot of people have that is not in the press release, it talks about the charges, but was there an outcome in that particular case?
There was an outcome. I don't know that I'm qualified to speak about the legalities of it. Those records are public. They're on the Marion Municipal Court website. Anyone can do a record search for Mr. Rollins' name and get the same information that I have. I don't have any more knowledge than that.
Let me ask you this. Was there, because I know a lot of people listening don't have access to internet and probably will not be able to look this up. Was there I'm not even sure how this worked. Is there an innocent or guilty verdict? Was it a plea bargain? I guess I'm confused on.
Again, I'm not a legal expert, and, you know, sometimes looking through those court dockets can be confusing for lay people. My understanding of what I read is that there was a plea deal. He was found guilty of another charge. That is my understanding.
Do we know what the charge is?
Well, I think we should leave that to the legal experts. I don't want to speak out of place on that and get it wrong.
Oh, okay. I think these are probably questions that people will ask down the line, but we'll see what
I
happens.
I understand.
Yeah. So at this particular point, what would disqualify this person from being a good city council candidate?
Well, I think if you cannot keep your composure in situations with your own family, and it escalates to the level that law enforcement has to be involved, then your judgment is suspect. I don't think, and furthermore, we should not put people in charge that would abuse their power against their loved ones, because I think that lends itself to abusing their power against citizens.
Brandy, I think one big thing here is that a lot of people have seen national politics get personal. They've seen state politics get personal. Local politics, really, for the longest time, did not get personal like this. It was, do you want to vote for this person? What are this person's plans for Marion? Are they good or bad? We didn't delve into their personal lives. Are those days over? Because this, I think, by a lot of people's accounts, would be strictly personal, nothing to do with the person's judgment of one vote on city council.
Well, I would disagree with that statement, but yes, I think those days are over. We live in an internet age now where, you know, everything about our lives is out there in the public view for everyone to see. And we all, you know, anyone who is a political candidate has to be prepared for that.
Go ahead, Glenn.
I assume this was not a felony charge, because if it had been a felony charge, he wouldn't be able to run, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And being, and again, I understand you're not a legal expert, but being that it's a plea deal, there was no conviction.
No, I well, again.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not a legal analyst, but from what I can see on the court records, there was a plea of no contest and a guilty verdict.
So
there was a guilty verdict.
Yeah.
Okay. So at this point, the at-large seat right now, we have Josh Daniels, who is an independent, who is not running again. So where does that leave us in the at-large race?
Well, there's two Democratic candidates, and there are two Republican candidates. That's where we're at.
And how many at-large seats?
Three seats.
So somebody's getting on who isn't there right now, and possibly another person could be bumped out of that.
Correct.
Right. Now,
so there will be two. There are two at-large seats right now where the sitting council members are not running for re-election as at-large candidates. So we have Josh Daniels, we have Mike Thomas, we have Mike Neff currently as at-large city councilmen.
Right.
And Mike Thomas...
Mike Neff is now running for the sixth ward.
Right.
Josh Daniels is not running, and Mike Thomas is running for re-election.
So who is running for the at-large seats?
Evan Geyer, Mike Thomas, and then the two Republican candidates.
Okay. So only one of the four will not get a seat?
Correct.
Okay. So that's where we are at this particular point. Okay.
Well, I told you she knew everything.
Well, she knew
politics.
About it. There you go. Brandy, we thank you for coming on. It's interesting, and we'll see where it goes from here.
All right. Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Scott.
Thank you.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Brandy.
Well, there we go. So there you go, Glenn. What do you think?
Yeah, I think she explained it pretty well. And I understand why she's reticent to talk about the politics, because, you know, if she says something wrong, she could get sued. So
right, well,
it was a good idea.
Well, I think here would be the counterpoint to that, and it's just the counterpoint.
Okay.
Would be maybe a lawyer should look at it before you release a statement.
Steve Chafin is a very fine lawyer and a Democratic leader here in town, and I imagine he's looked at it.
Right. Well, and I guess, I mean, I think people will ask questions.
Yeah, they will.
Because when you call something to attention like that, I imagine people are going to want to know who, what, when, where, and why.
Yeah, I think that's why we're doing it.
Right, and I think at this point we don't know.
Yeah, well, I think she enlightened us somewhat, and I'm glad that she did, because I feel more comfortable now about my Democratic Party. The press release left me a little vague.
But that's what most people will see.
Yeah, yeah,
you're right. Is the press release.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
Okay.
That's that, and hopefully, and as I say, we let the person that the accusation was against know that we were doing this, and we now have done it, and that's that. So, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But I do think that a lot of people will look at that as a... You know, why do we have to go there? And I think they look at that on the state level and the national level.
That's a good question, too, because a lot of us are getting downright tired of hearing about the dirt on the other side. And but, like Brandy said, you should know about the people you're voting for. And this is one of the ways that you're informed.
I've always wondered, though, somebody's personal life, does that really affect... how they govern. Now, this is just a wide open question. I don't know, because, you know, some of our best presidents have been adulterers.
Yeah.
Known.
But I think Brandy addressed that pretty well. Do you really want somebody on council that's going to have to make a decision, and if he's or she is the type of person that's going to beat up or... be not so nice to his own family? What's he going to do to you if he disagrees with you or she disagrees with you? I don't. It's a question.
Well, it brings up the question that what if you are that way with your family anyway, and just nobody's ever called the cops?
Well, yeah, and I think that's a concern. It is a concern, right. And we have a lot of domestic violence going on.
And again, nobody's going to say domestic violence is okay.
No.
Nobody's going to say that that's an okay thing to do. But we do know that a lot of things go on that are never reported.
Like adultery.
Like adultery. We find out after the case.
Absolutely.
You know, and a lot of people will say, well, that's very poor judgment. Well, some people who end up at the top of our greatest presidents lists, number three, Franklin Roosevelt. Did it all the time. Died with his mistress.
Yeah.
Now, did that affect his judgment in running the country, the judgment he had in his own marriage?
You might ask, if he was lying to his wife, wouldn't he lie to the general public?
There you go.
Ask that question.
We could ask that question of Bill Clinton, who usually ranks pretty high. We could ask that question of John Kennedy, who always ranks very high.
We got to throw a Republican in here, Mr. Trump. We could ask that question.
Well, but it is a question. Eisenhower, same thing, a decorated war hero who was a great general, who is regarded as a pretty good president, had affairs with his wife. And some of the worst presidents were totally faithful. Jimmy Carter was totally faithful, and he never in the top 20.
And one of our, now I can't remember his name, one of our presidents never even had affairs, and he was not... Nobody knows his name because he wasn't any good.
Right. So, I mean, that's why when we get to the personal level, I really don't know what effect this has on a person's ability to govern. I don't know.
Well, let's face it. Politicians are just people. That's all they are. And many of them are... You should look at what they're running on, what they believe in, and I guess this kind of touches on what they believe in. Do they believe in beating their wife? Do they believe in cheating on their wife? Do they believe in hating their husband? You know, there are a lot of... You can only decide for yourself.
Well, I think the bottom line of this whole thing...
Excuse me, I got to leave. The cops
are coming. Yeah, the cops are coming to arrest you, Glenn. I think the bottom line of most things... in this particular vein are the reason they are seen as very political. It's exactly right. The municipal court will have this all on record. And a matter of fact, it's been on record for a while now because we're learning about 2020. So it's been on record for more than a year. Didn't become an issue until the person ran for office and it was released by the opposing party, who will only benefit if he doesn't get that seat. And that's why it's seen as a dirty trick.
I hate to use the term dirty trick because it implies that they're doing something that's not right. Well, it might be right to tell why your opponent is better than that opponent because your opponent didn't beat his wife up or didn't have sex with his next-door neighbor or anything like that. So I'm not so certain that's totally right. But.
See, I don't know.
I know you're right in the middle.
Well, it is. It's a difficult one because I know Turning Point stays pretty full, and I know that nobody at Turning Point, the people accused of doing what they've done, are going to end up with their own section of the newspaper. Pretty good chance this will.
Yeah, I'd say so.
And that is political, and people can't say it's not.
When I was running for office, I had zero, and I talked to thousands of people. I had zero people ask me, have you ever beaten your wife up? Have you ever had illicit sex? they just don't ask that because the general public
doesn't care.
Really doesn't care. It's
no,
kind of goes.
I
by
guarantee
the
you, the general public does not care about this.
They want to know what you're going to do for them. You know, are you going to make my taxes go up? Are you going to do something for my family? That type of thing. Now this year, I'm not so certain that's true.
Well, now, here's an interesting thing. And again, I'm not passing any judgment on the auditor. But we learned from Kai Mead yesterday, and the auditor's not up for re-election, that they did not meet the September 30th deadline. The books are still not reconciled. And there was a big brouhaha at City Council on Monday night because... And I don't want to misrepresent this, but I guess somebody from the auditor's office accused the city of hiring friends and family members, and a city council member said, well, weren't you the sister of a mayoral candidate? And that's what it deteriorated into. Oh. And that's where we are. Now, the point of I'm making here is, as far as I know, the auditor is a good family man, a good church-going family man, who right now, a lot of people, is not running the office well. And the point I was making is the city council member said it was the most incompetent office in the city. Okay, but you know what? By all standards, he's a good person. This person, we're saying, is not a good person, so cannot govern correctly. I don't know if one begets the other.
Well, and the other problem that is, I think I'm in this with a lot of my Republican friends as well, we're all getting tired of, well, I did it, or you did it, or he did it, and so your guy did it. You know, everybody's blaming everybody else for doing something. Well, if he did it, then I'm gonna do it. That type of stuff.
I feel I will tell you this, and this is because it's no political opinion here at all. I feel bad for this person because you know what, his employer's now gonna know about it. If they didn't before, and there's no law that says an employer would have to know about it. His friends, maybe his family, who he did not tell about it, they don't necessarily have to know about it. And there are going to be people at the grocery store who are going to know about it, who see him every day. And all in the name of politics. We can say that it's really about the domestic violence, but you know what? Then we need to go out to Turning Point and investigate everybody who's been beat up. That's not what this is. This is political. And the Marion Star will pull the record, and we're going to find out. I guarantee you we'll find out in the Marion Star because the reporter does a good job there, and he's going to do his job, and I'm not criticizing his job, but we now are going to know exactly what this person did, and it's going to cost him in the long run.
Yeah.
Whether he wins or loses.
Yeah, I understand why you feel sorry for him. I feel sorry for everybody that gets their thing in a ringer, because sometimes
oh, absolutely.
Sometimes it's
Not true.
It makes it over so overblown.
It makes it sound like you did something terrible, like you knocked
the president.
Yeah, killed the president. You knocked. And I'm not saying that I'm not passing judgment on anything. I'm just saying this is what will happen. I don't have to be Kreskin to tell you what's going to happen.
You can call him though.
Yeah, but I don't like that because we don't even. We're going to find out what he did, I guess. And that's there you go.
Okay. Well,
so there, whatever.
It is getting information to the general public about the people they're voting for, so I guess it's okay.
But here's the different thing about it, and it's my final word on it. The plea has already been done.
Mm-hmm.
So why will this now be rehashed in the media?
Well, because it kind of, apparently, I'm not saying it got covered up, but it didn't come out in the general public. So.
And again, domestic violence is not okay. Let's say that up front. But all the people who have also been run in for domestic violence will not get the same treatment this person will.
You're right.
Okay. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, this is Tara Dyer. How are you today?
Tara. How are you? This is Glenn.
Hey, Glenn.
Hey.
Hey, so I'm listening to you guys, and I think that I don't understand how... It sounds like you guys are being flippant to me about domestic violence. I sit on the board of Turning Point, and statistical data, and number one, I think it's erroneous to think that people don't care if you beat people or if you beat your wife or if abuse. I mean, I don't know if I like this dialogue, especially with two very intelligent men.
Oh, you're so good.
Tara, I think what we're saying here, and I don't want to speak...
I know what you're saying. You're saying that the average voter, I think Glenn said, like zero people asked if he beat his wife. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the problem right there, because a lot of these things are silent and they go undetected. You know, I mean, people, and it's dialogue that like this that make women afraid and men afraid to report instances of domestic violence. And then to say that it's political, that to me is also an erroneous statement. This is not about politics. I was in a meeting with the woman who had this happen to her, and she was petrified to go out because her offender was there as well. She was petrified to leave the meeting. So the fear that this whole thing has invoked in this woman, to me, is just, to me, I just don't understand it. So I think that you guys, men, and I know you guys are journalists, and I know this is a great segue and a soundbite or whatever, but I think you guys should really check yourself, you know, as we're talking about this particular subject. And as a matter of fact, I do know, I told you I'm on the board as far as Turning Point is concerned. I will have Amber Scott come in and talk to you guys about the two. We have a center in Delaware and in Marion that's never, ever empty.
Tara, I'd love to have that person on.
Yeah, and Tara, I think what we're saying, and maybe we are getting jumbled up here, domestic violence is not okay, and people should be prosecuted if they committed that crime, and the fact that women and men are frightened, it's horrible. I think what we're saying is that, much like with this case, and I don't even know her name because I've tried to block it out, about the girl who was murdered, and her boyfriend is on the loose now, there are millions of people missing. Well, there are thousands of people missing across this country that are not on CNN every night. And those people, those families are going, well, our family members are dead too. It doesn't mean that murder's okay. What it means is we tend in the media to focus on things that are a little more salacious. And if we were able to take everybody at Turning Point now and put them in the newspaper and give them their own headline and tell their story, I think that's great. But we don't do that. What we will do is we will focus on the candidate for office. And that's the political of it.
Right. And you said, okay, so you said the missing woman, I don't know her name. Her name is Gabby Petito.
Yes, yes.
You know, I mean, these women have names and they have identities. And, like, I bet you guys can name the starting pitcher for the Reds. Something like that, you know what I mean?
Well, I hear you.
And I know her name.
These women have names. And listen, and it was not political. This, we have been discussing this for a long, long time. And this person who's running had these charges even when he took out a petition. We don't have a morals clause when we take out petitions. And I'm not saying let's not rattle the cages and, you know, people have skeletons or whatever. I think the point that Brandy was trying to make is as we are choosing people to be legislative authorities in our city, you know, we just need to be mindful of who we put in different positions.
Yeah.
You know, and I think our morals have slipped because, and I'll say this, you know, Donald Trump, you know, when he was elected, he had several women who had accused, allegedly him of doing things that are inappropriate, you know, and I just don't want that to filter down into our small little city.
You know what I guess this always harkens in my mind, and I'm sure you remember this, back to the Olympic bombing in Atlanta that happened many, many years ago, and the FBI thought for sure they had the guy. Mm-hmm. Richard Jewell. Now, I do remember his name. Richard Jewell. They thought they had the guy, and every network accused him. People were at his door. They were beating it down. They wanted this guy hung. And guess what? He had nothing to do with it.
Actually, he helped him solve it.
Help him solve it. But for the rest of his life, he could not get a job. He could not. Monica Lewinsky did nothing illegal.
No.
But you know what? Hillary Clinton's been able to go on. Bill Clinton's been able to go on. Monica Lewinsky has been bullied and been the punchline of every joke since that affair happened. Bill Clinton is the bad one, and he was the one who was married. So I think that's what was the political nature. Would we have ever heard the name Monica Lewinsky if Bill Clinton wasn't the president? How many men have had affairs? Mm-hmm. Would we have ever heard anything against anybody if they're not prominent? You know, you look at the page in the Marion Star that has the indictments and things of that nature, the crime page.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the front page. My guess is this will make the front page.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know what? The other problem is when the accusation went on against this person, nobody made light of it. When the plea deal came, nobody made light of it. When the guilty verdict came, nobody made light of it. We'll make light of it now because an election is a month away.
That's what it looks like.
That's what it looks like.
No, you're missing the point.
Well, I know, and I do understand where you're coming from.
And I know that many other people will also take that stance. That's not the point that Brandy was trying to make, you know. And look, Scott, I was a victim of domestic violence, you know. And do you think I would want my abuser to be a person held in high esteem, you know? No. I mean, that's a point that we're trying to make. And not, I mean, even if this guy were to apply for, let's say he were to, would you want him teaching your children?
You know, it's a good question.
Would you want him teaching your kids? I mean, would you want him, you know, I'm not going to say church because we all need to be Christian in our daily walk, but that's not the point of bringing. It's brought to light now because we're at crunch time. It's not because it's political. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but
I guess this is what I'm afraid of, Tara, maybe more than anything. And I don't know this. I've never met him. I don't know anything about him. And I really don't know anything about the crime. I have not pulled up the records, and Glenn hasn't seen him either. Now, maybe we will after today. Here's what I'm frightened about. This will be a story in the newspaper. We've talked about it, but we did not do this, and we will not do this. But I will almost bet the Star will. And the press release didn't do this. There is a victim here. And is she okay with her? I don't know if she's still with him. I don't know if they were married. I don't know what that relationship
is. It's really none
is.
Of our business.
None of our business. But it's going to become public business because...
There are victims because there are children also involved. Yeah. But go ahead and make your point.
Right, I'm just... her name is going to become known. And I would be surprised if the Star doesn't mention it in the story. And if not, if the court records are printed in the Star, which I suspect they might be, her name might be in there as well. And is she okay with that? Because I worry more about the victim than anybody else.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I am so... Because, you know... I was going off when I was listening to you guys in the beginning because I was like, you know, I know Glenn and I know Scott and I know, you know, but it just appeared, and that's why I called. I'm not, I called because I don't want people to be flippant about domestic violence. I don't want people to think that this is a political kind of a talking point. I want people to understand that domestic violence is something that's rampant, not only in our little city, but around our country, you know. And it's like, what, 1 in 9 women, you know, every so many seconds are, and like I said, men too, you know. And I promise you, I got to go to a retreat later on for Turning Point. And I'm going to have Amber Scott contact you guys so we can have a real nice discussion about this. So we can take, it's not political, so we can take the political tinge off of this so that you guys are educated, you know, so that you are able to, when you are sitting down, you journalists are able to spout facts and to understand that, you know, we're not using this as, and when I say we, I mean the Democrats, are not using this as a hot button ticket to get elected in an office. Are you kidding me?
I can see it now. I think the headline in the newspaper, and we're only saying the newspaper because they are the other media outlet here, will read city council candidate. Right. And now see, right there, that's what makes it political, I think, in Glenn and I's opinion. And that
it's really not political. It just looks political.
It looks political. Maybe that's what we're not saying.
Yeah. And, you know, too, as journalists, you have to have those tantalizing tags for people to actually read the story.
Right, and I bet it won't even say his name in the headline. I bet it will say city council candidate charged or whatever it is with domestic violence. And will that do any good? I talked to Ben Lenka, the editor, a few years ago, and he told me the average time spent online, which is the primary way people get their newspaper now, on a story is 5 seconds. That's mm-hmm. about enough time to read the headline.
Yeah.
And that bothers me because is it going to mention the victim's name? I pray it won't. Because we're not going to mention her name. We will not mention her name on this station. And because I don't know that she would want us to. And she shouldn't have to live this again.
Well, I don't think she would want it.
Right. Yeah. So let's hope the Star doesn't do it.
She has children. And I don't, you know. And, you know, as far as political stuff, you know, it didn't hurt our auditor, Bobby Landon, when stuff came out about him. People still elected him. It's not about that. It's about educating the voter so that they then can make an educated vote, as early voting started yesterday. You know, so, I mean, come on. And you guys are having some type of candidate night on the 28th.
28th?
Marion Lee DeVos, yeah, Marion, are you?
Yes, yes, we are, yes.
All right. League of Women Voters, because of the virus, are not creating a forum for candidates to talk. I know that Marion City Schools is doing a forum, but only for school board candidates. So there's not many outlets, you know, from now until November 2nd that will have a forum or a voice where people can actually discuss this stuff. It's going to be discussed at the water coolers, the, you know, among, you know, friends or whatever, and, you know, Jason Schauber might put something on his Facebook page or whatever. I have not put anything on my Facebook page, you know, about this. And if I wanted, and you know, I don't do dirty stuff, but I feel like this is a conversation that needs to be had.
I respect. Hey, Tara, I thank you for calling.
Yeah, and as far as the political climate the other night, it is. I think it's available on YouTube. You guys might want to listen to it and correct some of the statements that you made as far as, you know, exactly what happened during that. Because I tell you, Josh Daniels is not going to bite his tongue when it comes to trying to dress people down and try to state some facts. So that would be a good thing for you guys to listen to.
Will do. Thank you, Tara.
All right. Be in touch.
You too. Bye-bye. Tara Dyer, counsel for City Council at this point. And maybe we're coming off wrong here, Glenn. I think, again, big capital letters. Domestic violence is not okay. It's not good judgment. It's a crime. I mean, let's be honest about it here. But I think we'll see how it all trickles down in the media, I guess is what. And that's unfortunately where people will hear about it.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Yeah, anytime you run for office, you put yourself out there, you know, to be scrutinized like that.
Right, but the victim is not running for office.
But you said the normal person there at Turning Point that was charged for domestic violence, he wouldn't be under the same thing.
Right.
He would be under the same thing if he was running for office.
Well, I think that's, again, that goes back to the political, it goes back, I mean, I don't know, it's a big question, because if you do the same thing, what makes, just because you're doing something in the public makes you more culpable for that thing than the other person? If that's our litmus test in society, I think we probably got a problem.
Well, that's just the way it is, you know. That's like the Clintons will tell you, you know, Hillary Clinton, if you're thin-skinned, do not run for office.
Well, that's true.
Everything and his brother is going to be brought out about you. Now, if you don't want to run for office and you want to lay low, you can get by with things and nothing, you know, will be said about you. But if you want to run for office, you're biting yourself to it.
Because you're in the public eye, yeah.
Yeah, you're in the public eye.
Herein lies the problem with society, maybe.
I don't know, you know, how you can run for office and be so thin-skinned like he does and put everybody down. I mean, God, you got to be used to it.
But you know what? And again, I'm not taking a side, and I'm not saying he won. So apparently what he did worked.
He didn't really win.
Hey, thank you, caller. Thank you. A couple minutes later. It's a wonderful discussion to have.
Yeah.
It really is. The discussion that this has turned into without, in this hour, I don't think we've ever said the man's name. You and I haven't.
Yeah.
I can't remember if Brandy did or not. But we haven't. And Tara didn't. And we'll see what the fallout is. But I hope the victim doesn't have to relive this whole thing, because there's a political race going on.
Having run for office twice and lost both times, it doesn't. I have never raped anybody. I have never beaten my wife or any of my. Well, I did spank my kids, but I didn't beat them. It was on their little tushies, and my wife made sure it wasn't very hard. But I've never done any of that, and that never gave me a one-up on my opponents, because nobody cared. Nobody seemed to care whether my opponents did that sort of thing or that I did that sort of thing. I think we ought to pay more attention to that sort of thing. I kind of agree with Tara that we need to look at people's character. We just got rid of a president who had no character.
Right. Well, character matters. I mean, yeah. Wasn't that Bill Clinton's slogan, or George Bush's in that election? Character matters. But, you know, the funny thing about it is that we don't know what we don't know until we don't... we don't know what we don't know until we know it.
Yeah, yeah.
And that becomes the problem. You know, how many people have we elected and then found out, whoa, wait a second, what did they do? And that is a big problem. I don't want anybody who did something nefarious elected to office. But you know what? That's the voter's choice, I guess.
Well, it is it.
And what is nefarious? Who makes that judgment?
And I wonder if we should stop calling things dirty tricks. They're dirty tricks if you're making it up, making lies up about somebody. Or they're dirty tricks if you've done exactly the same thing that your opponent did and you're blaming them. But if you're innocent and pure, and I shouldn't use that terminology, but it doesn't seem to get you anywhere. Right.
Well, Kai said on this show that Josh Daniels, and I understand this is he said that she said that who ate the apple on grandma's porch, but this is the way it is, said that Josh Daniels said this is the most incompetent office in the city, and that somebody said the city hires friends and family. Now, does this solve anything?
No, calling names doesn't.
Calling names.
Do something about it.
And we have seen press releases from the Republicans that have said the mayor and his cronies and this and that. Does that solve anything? I mean, to me, I think it puts off voters.
Yeah, I do too. Calling names does, but it also benefits those who are on the side of the person who calls those names, and they're fired up. Yeah, think about that.
This was a great hour. And
okay,
we thank Brandy. No. Isn't that awful that we got for time purposes?
Yeah.
We'll continue the conversation. And Brandy Downs, we thank her for coming on. We know that's not an easy job to have. And Tara Dyer, we thank her for calling in. And everybody who called in and shared their opinion, because we are not the smartest people in the room. We just have the microphones, and this is the talking place for a reason.
Yep.
So there you go. Glenn Coble coming up next. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Hey, that's simple. And I just walked up to the mic and I said,
"That's all,
folks."
Bob, you are a pleasure. You are a... But so much was made, and I don't know why. During the first Jim Tressel press